5 minutes with the Bible and the hymn book. Moments of Melody. Michael Bilister once gave a Bible to a humble villager in eastern Poland. Returning a few years later, he learned that 200 people had become believers through using it. When the group gathered to hear him preach, he suggested that before he spoke, he would like each person to quote some verses of Scripture. One man rose and said, "Perhaps, brother, we've misunderstood you. Did you mean verses or chapters?" Bilister was astonished. "Are you saying there are people here who could recite complete chapters in the Bible?" That was precisely the case. In fact, 13 of them knew half of Genesis and the books of Matthew and Luke. Another had committed all the Psalms to memory. Combined, the 200 knew virtually the entire Bible.
God in the morning, when the day was at its best, and His presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered, all day long He stayed with me, and we sailed in perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea.
Other ships were blown and battered, other ships were sore distressed,
but the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us a peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings with the presence left behind. So I think I know the secret, learned from many a troubled way. You must meet God in the morning if you want Him through the day.
Happy are all who perfectly follow the laws of God. Happy are all who search for God and always do His will, rejecting compromise with evil and walking only in His paths. You have given us Your laws to obey. Oh, how I want to follow them consistently. Then I will not be disgraced, for I will have a clean record. After You have corrected me, I will thank You by living as I should. I will obey. Oh, don't forsake me and let me slip back into sin again. How can a young man stay pure? By reading Your word and following its rules. I have tried my best to find You. Don't let me wander off from Your instructions. I have thought much about Your words and stored them in my heart so that they will hold me back from sin.
Oh, I think I know the secret, learned from many a troubled way. You must meet God in the morning if you want Him through the day.
Some people have written in their Bibles, "This book will keep you from sin," or "Sin will keep you from this book."